Today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. The readings for today. The epistle is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Corinthians. Brethren, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and the dispensers of the mysteries of God. Here now it is required among the dispensers that a man be found faithful. But to me it is a very little thing to be judged by you or by man's day, but neither do I judge my own self. For I am not conscious to myself of anything, yet I am not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge not before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise from God. Please stand for the Gospel, which is taken from that of St. Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother tetrarch of Iturea, in the country of Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, under the high priests Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. And he came into all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of penance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the sayings of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Thus are the words of today's Gospel. Please be seated. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, in a few days we will see the salvation of God, 3 days in fact, and we will see him lying in a manger, our Savior who has come to redeem us from our sins. And on that day we may miss him, as so many did. In the tragic story of our Lord's birth, only a few shepherds, Mary and Joseph, coming to the manger to adore him. It is because those souls did not use the preparation that God had given them in the Old Testament for the coming of the Messiah. And they did not recognize him, or they would not recognize him. And the same may be true of us if we haven't used this Advent advantageously. And if we don't use these next 3 days, which are short, and yet they're still part of Advent, we don't use these to prepare for our Lord's coming. So today, Holy Mother, the Church gives us, in order to prepare, St. John the Baptist, the great Advent preacher. And the words of Isaiah, and the words found in the prophecies of Isaiah, they're applied to St. John the Baptist. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain. And of course, this applies literally to St. John the Baptist. That was what he was doing. He was making the way of the Lord. He was preparing the way of our Lord. He was getting souls ready for our Lord's preaching. But allegorically, we need to take it to ourselves. Our Lord is coming in 3 days, and our ways have to be made straight. Commentary on this passage points out that the King is coming down this path, and it's our duty to make sure that the path is straight. We can make the crooked ways straight, that we make the hills and the valleys, that we fill in the valleys, that we bring down the mountains, to make sure that our Lord's way is prepared. And the way, of course, is the way into our hearts. That is where he's coming. And St. Gregory, he points out that the hearts of the wicked, they have been turned awry. The hearts of the wicked are these crooked paths that must be made straight. They're awry because of our iniquity. And now they have to be brought into conformity with a rule, the rule of justice, this straight rule, this guiding mark. They have to be brought into to make them straight. In other words, we have to remove from our soul all that is evil or distorted, and bring it back to what it ought to be. And that is this penance that St. John the Baptist is calling us to. Yes, in the passage following today's gospel, St. John the Baptist starts preaching, and his preaching of penance is very severe. He calls the Pharisees a brood of vipers, and then all come to him and ask, what should we do? And he gives to each what they need to do to make their path straight. They have gone awry, they're crooked, and they must do something to make the way straight. So he speaks to soldiers and what they have to do. He speaks to the Pharisees. He speaks to publicans and gives each of them what they must do in order to make the Lord's way straight. All of this can be summarized in a little phrase of St. Ignatius, Agere Contra. In his spiritual exercises, St. Ignatius gives this little Latin phrase, Agere Contra, as a remedy to fight against certain distractions in prayers. When we are struggling in our prayer, we're fighting against maybe desolation and dryness in our prayer. He says, Agere Contra. And it's a little Latin phrase that simply means to act against, to do something against that tendency. And it has a broader application. And the broader application for our spiritual lives means we have to act against our evil inclinations. My dear faithful, as Father Purdy reminded those of you who are generous enough to come yesterday, he reminded you that sin is a choice. Every time we sin, we're making a choice. Will I choose in favor of God's law? Will I choose what he's told me to do? Will I choose what's actually for my own good and for my neighbor's good? Or on the other hand, will I choose evil? Will I choose what is against what God has asked me to do? Will I choose to do what might satisfy me for a few moments, but which is really going to lead to my misery, which will lead to hell, and which will harm my neighbor? Sin is a choice. Every time we sin, we've made a choice. It's been deliberate. I want to do this because I care more about myself than I care about God. It's a choice. There's something in us that makes us make these bad choices. There are these evil inclinations, these crooked ways that lead us away from choosing what God wants us to choose, what will make us happy, what is good for us. Our evil tendencies, they're within us. It's because we have a wounded nature. And we easily cave into our wayward flesh, to the world and everything the world says is worth having, to the suggestions of the devil. And we give into it and we give into it. And we form bad habits. And we come to confession time and time again, doing the exact same things, not paying any attention. We have this evil in us, these evil tendencies. And St. Paul speaks about it. He says, there is this law within me. The good which I will, I don't do it. And the evil which I don't will, I do it. The good which I know is good, I ignore it. The evil which I know is wrong, I do it. He says, I find then a law that when I have a will to do good, evil is present with me. We have evil tendencies, and the work of our spiritual life is to fight them. That is what we must do to make the crooked ways straight. We are wrong. We're going the wrong way. Bring it back. And that's our spiritual life, to curb, of course, these bad tendencies, but do more than curb, counterattack. It's not enough just to say, well, I shouldn't do that and try and resist it. Yes, that's good. That's a lot already. If we're doing that, that's good. But we have to counterattack. What St. Ignatius says, agere contra, act against these tendencies. To use an image, if our soul was a car going down the road, the car could go out of alignment and suddenly we're not going the direction we should. We should be going here. And the car, because it's out of alignment, pulls that way. We're going to go off the road, and we're going to wreck. What do? We pull the steering wheel the other way. We counterattack. We agere contra. It wants to go that way, but that's wrong. Go that way. Or again, a boat that's sailing. There are men, what seamen know, there are many currents that pull you one way or the other. Just with the ebb and the flow of the tide, there are strong currents that come and go. One day they're going this way, the next day they're going that way. And it's up to the seaman to know that ebb and flow, to know where the water's current is going to take him, and to act against it. It's going to take me this way, but I need to go that way. It's going to take me that way, and I need to go that way. Yes, we have to act against these evil inclinations. And though I've already given you the story, I'll give it to you again because it's a perfect example. Saint Therese of Lisieux, she had a very natural antipathy for another sister. She actually said there was something in this sister that managed to irritate her every time she saw her. She couldn't stand this sister and the Carmel with her. And of course, they're locked together for the rest of their lives inside the cloister of the Carmel. She couldn't stand her. That was an evil tendency. Her evil tendency said, go that way. Treat her unkindly. When she talks to you, answer her sharply. Snap back at her. Ignore her in the hall. Don't go to recreate with her. That was the bad tendency. And Saint Therese, she chose the better way. She acted against it. Not only did she try to resist her bad inclination, just curb it, but she actually fought it by going the opposite direction. Her inclination bent this way, so she bent it that way. She set about trying to treat her as if she loved this sister more than any other sister. I'll treat her like she's the most beloved sister in this convent. And so every time she saw her in the hall, she prayed for her. And then she realized that's not enough. It's not enough just to pray for the sister. I need to do something for the sister. And so she began to do good for her. Anytime she saw her, she would try to talk to her. And whenever she was tempted to answer her sharply, because the sister was annoying her, instead of answering her with a quick, witty comment that she was so good at, instead of doing that, she smiled as sweetly as she could, gave her the kindest smile she could give her, and she would then change the subject to something pleasant that she knew she could talk about. But when it became so much, she was about to burst, she couldn't do it. She would flee. Rather than answer her in a harsh way, she just got out of the situation, gave her a beautiful smile, and walked the other direction. And she did such a good job of acting against her inclination, of making the crooked way straight. She did such a good job that this sister came to her and said, "What do you find so attractive in me? Whenever we meet, you give me such a gracious smile. You're so kind to me. What is it that makes you love me so much?" And St. Therese says, "It's only our Lord in her that made me love her." The Mother Superior, in fact, saw that St. Therese was treating this other sister so kindly, and she actually rebuked her, said, "Well, you're forming too much of an attachment to this particular sister. Maybe you should hold off a little. It's not good for us to form too many attachments, too deep attachments." What a victory she won, acting against her inclination. She had said before, "I have tried not to seek myself in anything. I have tried not to seek myself in anything." Because when we seek ourselves, that means we're following our bad inclinations. We're following nature's way, sin's way, and it's wrong. So she tried never to seek herself in anything. If only we could say that. That's true heroism. And that's the heroism our Lord has taught us. He told us, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent bear it away." It's not those who are soft on themselves that'll get to heaven. Yes, what went you out into the desert to see? A man clothed in soft garments? No. You went out to see a man who eats locusts, a man who dressed in a camel skin, Saint John the Baptist. He knew the kingdom of heaven, it can't be seized by being gentle on ourselves. We're not going to get there. We have to do violence to ourselves. Only the violent bear away the kingdom of heaven. St. Ambrose says to seize the Savior's kingdom. The Savior is going to be born in a few days. To seize his kingdom, we have to first reign in ourselves, which means we've conquered our bad inclinations. We've brought the mountains down low, and we've filled the valleys. We've straightened the crooked ways. We've done violence to ourselves. And our Lord gives the example. He is the new Adam. He is the perfect man. There is nothing in our Lord that's excessive or defective. Everything he does is in perfect measure, never following the crooked ways that we follow. He is our model in acting against ourselves. We must follow what he has done. Using again that example of a car, we're going down this road and we're out of alignment. We're going the wrong way. And we're not driving blind though. We have a pace car in front of us. We have another car to lead us, so to speak. And that's our Lord. He's gone the way before us. And all we have to do is watch. What is he doing? Look, there's this dangerous part in the road. How did he act? And then do the same thing. We're trying to imitate our Lord in all. This newborn Savior in a few days, he is our model. It's like chiseling away at a statue. A statue, there's this, the marble of the statue, violence has to be done to it. A chisel has to be taken to it. And everything that's excessive in it has to be knocked away until that statue resembles the person that it's supposed to be a sculpture of. And the same thing must happen in our soul. Our souls must resemble Christ or we're going to hell. If we don't model ourselves off of Christ, we won't save our souls. And so we have to do violence to these bad tendencies. We have to act against it. It's a chiseling away of what's wrong in us. So just some practical examples. If we're tempted, as St. Therese, to avoid our neighbor, to be sharp to them, seek them out. Go seek them. Don't only just try to curb bad thoughts, but actually look for that person and do something kind for them. If we're tempted to judge them rashly, make an excuse for them. If we're tempted to detract someone, to calumniate them, to speak unjust words about them, praise them. Find something good in them and praise them. If we're tempted to go on the internet to look up impurity, act against it. Shut the device down. Follow St. Benedict's example, who had a temptation of impurity and rolled in a bush of thorns. Act against it. We're a child and we're tempted to disobey. Do something on purpose that mom and dad didn't tell me to do, but do it anyway. So I act against my tendency to disobey. If we want to be sad, act against it. And instead of sulking, smile. Say something cheerful to someone. Lift someone else up. And if we do this, we'll be so much happier. Acting against ourselves, we will conquer ourselves and we'll lay hold of our Lord. Our salvation is appearing in 3 days in the manger. And we are only left 3 days to prepare to make the crooked way straight. Our crooked consciences, which always seek evil, which always want to go the wrong way. We have 3 days to make that way straight and fight against these wicked tendencies. This work, though, it's the work of preparation. When our Lord comes, he will bless these desires of ours to make the crooked way straight. But none of us can do it on our own. And our Lord, when he comes and lays in the manger, he wants to offer his grace to help us in this battle against ourselves. But there is another one we have to turn to, and that's Our Lady. Our Lady in this time of Advent is insisted upon time and time again in the liturgy. Our Lady made the stable a fitting place for our Lord to dwell. She prepared it. Ask her to make your soul the stable of your soul. Ask her to make it a fitting place for our Lord to dwell. Ask her to help you to make the crooked way straight and the rough way plain, so that when the salvation of God appears in 3 days, we are ready to receive him. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.